You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Back with more Fritz and Friends at 1320 WILS. On the line is Dr. T.C. Walls with the Lansing School District. But first, we wanted to get something to you that's just coming out to us from Matt Larson, who is MSU Men's Basketball Sports Information Director, that Tom Izzo, men's basketball coach at MSU, will sit out Saturday's home game. Apparently, the NCAA has determined that MSU's men's basketball program committed a secondary violation by employing an individual associated with a prospect during the annual MSU boys basketball camp in June of 2010. Despite that violation being of a secondary nature, the NCAA Board of Directors endorses and strongly encourages the use of suspensions as penalties for violations involving IAWP. As a result, the bottom line is MSU men's basketball head coach Tom Izzo will sit out the team's game on Saturday, December 18th, against Prairie View A&M. Just a little news we wanted to get to you right as soon as it came to us. Now back to Dr. T.C. Wallace, superintendent of the Lansing Schools. Sorry to hold you up a little bit, sir.
That's okay, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very well, so I appreciate you joining us this evening.
Sure.
What we heard about in the news from last night and this morning is that there's some difficult cuts coming to the Lansing School District that are going to be kind of hard for everybody.
Well, it's a very difficult time in public education for everybody. The Lansing School District certainly is no exception. For the last 3 years, Cheryl, I have been in Lansing. And 3 years ago, I projected for our board that this day would come. And we knew that because we recognized a few years ago that there was a structural deficit in terms of how schools were funded. And insufficient funds coupled with escalating expenses can't help but create the kind of dilemma that we have today, and we need to look at how are we going to reduce our expenditures by over $11 million this year.
And how these cuts came in the form of recommendations to you that the school board acted on Thursday night, is that correct?
That is correct. Those were mid-year cuts, which were intended to take care of this current year projected $2.9 million deficit. So we were trying to reduce the deficit, projected deficit, yet this year, and we were able to put forth just under $800,000 in cuts, and those were approved by the board last night.
Now, what do these cuts look like for the reality of the situation?
Well, they are painful cuts. We have attempted to the extent that we could to keep them away from the core academic program and make sure that no youngsters were deprived of any educational opportunity. The majority of those cuts were in the area of special education, just a little over seven reductions. And we looked at that area because we spent about 3 months analyzing the staffing, the caseload, the individual IEP plans for each student. And the department determined that we could reduce the 11 FTEs and not significantly impact the special ed program or the offering to students. So as a result, no student will receive any less service than he or she would have received. And so we think that we'll offer a quality program for those students will be in compliance with the laws, and will continue to serve kids well in special education. In addition to that, we had an administrative position, a counseling position, three other secondary teaching staff positions, and then we looked at some of the extracurricular options, and we were able to reduce some of those.
There were a couple of athletic programs that had to be eliminated.
Yes, the middle school track and the sixth grade basketball, both for boys and girls.
You mentioned looking at the $2.9 million shortfall. Where, by removing this close to $800,000, where does that put you position-wise then with these mid-year cuts?
Well, it means that we would dip into our fund equity, or our fund balance as it's commonly known, and pick up the balance of that to offset that current year deficit.
Okay. On another subject, with a couple of minutes that we have left, ironically, both East Lansing and Lansing schools ended up in a lockdown situation this week. Procedurally, how did that go for you, and did it go well?
It went very well, and lockdown is simply taking every precaution to make sure that youngsters are safe in an environment that has some potential to create a disturbance. It was a community kind of alert, but it was in the vicinity of one of our schools. So we err on the side of caution and lock down our facilities to ensure that a community activity does not spill over into our schools.
Very good. And I just wanted to jump back a moment to the mid-year cuts. What is the reaction you're hearing from the community today? We have about a minute and a half left. Just curious as to the reaction.
Well, we have not heard anything directly in my office. I have had conversations with our supervisor of special education, and she has indicated to me that she has been fielding calls, answering questions, and she has been able to satisfy the callers in terms of what was taking place, but more importantly, to ensure them that there be no loss of service for the students.
Which is always the most important in your position.
That is correct. That's always first and foremost in our thinking when we look at any kind of reduction of staff.
Is this mid-year cuts, they're more uncommon, aren't they?
They are. As I said, it simply is an indication of how severe our challenges are that we would have to make adjustments mid-year.
Okay.
So it's really critical.
Very good. Well, the action needed to be taken, and it was taken, and you appear satisfied with how that was done. Dr. T.C. Wallace, Superintendent of Lansing Schools, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great evening.
And thank you.